There's one controversial figure, Elon Musk. What's this talking about? He'll make his own phone if, say, Apple and Google deplatform Twitter. What's this all about?
He makes a lot of pronouncements on Twitter at the moment. It is a running soap opera.
It is.
There's something he does every week.
It's bigger than Donald Trump, isn't it, when he was in power?
Oh, yeah. It is. He polled people this week whether he should supply general amnesty to suspended accounts. But he was asked whether he would make an alternate side to face off against Apple and Google. And that came as a response from a podcaster. Another a conservative one asked him the question, if Twitter gets kicked off Apple, would they, and Google's app stores, would he actually make a phone? And he came back and he said he would actually make a phone if he was removed from those platforms. There is talk of him being removed from the platforms because I think Twitter is just out of control. It is a cesspool, by the way. And that is my honest opinion. Good for Newsly, and that's about it sometimes. So this person said, the man builds rockets to Mars. A smartphone should be easy, right? So he came back and said, yeah, he could actually go along and build one if he gets kicked off.
Mm.
So that a poll on there is, would people buy the Elon phone on there? 56% said they would buy it. That's not a great majority, Lee. We've got to say that. Unfortunately, if we go back in time, Twitter actually made a phone of its own back in 2009, the Twitter peak. It was the entire idea was to give users a Twitter-only device for use on the go. It was the biggest dud of all time. But you know what? If your entire reason for creating a new phone is if your $61.4 billion midlife crisis app got banned for the App Store, why not resurrect that piece of junk? What have you got to lose?
Nothing to lose at all. No. One thing about our friend Elon, he's good for news hunters, that's for sure. Sometimes he can have a bit of a dummy spit, can't he? Can be a little bit controversial at times. Let's move on from Elon to privacy reforms. They're all but law now.
They are. So under current Australian privacy legislation, companies are prevented from sharing such details about their customers with third parties. But reforms are upon us. So the Attorney General introduced legislation in October to increase penalties for repeated or serious privacy breaches. I don't know why they're leaking all this stuff out there anyway. And, you know, this should have been done a long time ago. Dreyfus said when Australians are asked to hand over their personal data, they have the right to expect it to be protected. Don't we, Lee?
We really absolutely do. Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah. So they're going to try and put some more changes in place to make sure it doesn't happen. I think it's on the onus is on every company to make sure it doesn't happen. Just very quickly, it's just starting to break now about privacy breaches. Somebody is selling a 2022 database of 487 million WhatsApp mobile numbers.
Wow.
That actually includes 8.5 Australian records are up for sale. I think this will get into the news very, very quickly because 8.5 million details is not great, Lee.
Won't be far away from hitting the news. And rounding out this week our discussion, Richard, we know our teachers do a wonderful job and teachers in Queensland will have the right to disconnect. They get digital detox green light.
I don't know how this will go, but they have won the right to disconnect. They can legally ignore work calls and emails outside of work hours. It came as part of reforms introduced to the state that agrees to lift the wages of teachers. Good idea, I think.
Yep.
Good teacher, you teach well, get rewarded for it. So the digital detox would allow teachers to shut their computer and not be expected to open it till the next day. They also aren't expected to answer calls or texts from parents or their principals. I don't think everybody's going to be following that lead, Lee. I can't see you and I not getting emails and phone calls outside of work hours. No, but so good luck. You're a teacher in Queensland, but I don't think it'll work.